Hello everybody, it's Kelsey and welcome back to another episode of Coffee with Kels. It is about 7 p.m. The vibes are super chill today. I worked and then when I got off of work around like 4:30, I've just been hanging out at the house and chilling and having just a really good time. So yeah, I hope you guys are doing good. I hope that wherever you are, especially if it's late at night, you're able to pour yourself a cup of decaf coffee, and we are going to dive right into what we're talking about today. This particular topic is kind of important to me because implementing these habits into my life has really, really changed it for the better. But it's also, you know, provided me more dating opportunities with higher quality men. So I'm really hoping that this, you know, resonates with you and this is something that you can really, really learn from. I knew from the very beginning of this year that the way that I had been going about dating and just my life in general as a female, that something had to change and that I was doing something not necessarily wrong, but I knew that the way I was going about it, I was never going to attract the caliber of men that I want to attract. So I just kind of began doing research and trying to figure out, you know, what is going to attract that kind of guy. And I really, really decided that I think I want to like fully allow myself to be in my feminine energy. Prior to this, I was chasing men and actively being the one to like pursue them, which isn't my natural biological place. So obviously I ended up like super stressed out, but I knew something in my life had to change. And when I got down to like analyzing what was causing excess stress, it was because I was allowing myself to be in this masculine energy that I'm just not supposed to be in. And to be honest, a lot of my issues that I was having just kind of had masculine energy around them as well. Like not even just dating, just other things. But we're going to dive into that a little bit later. But just not, you know, approaching situations in my life elegantly really, really did some damage to my mental health. So I started doing research and watching, you know, the happiest and most feminine women in my life and also online. And I was able to compile a list of things that have allowed me to just like have peace and be a girl and fully embrace like what that means in my life while also being, you know, productive and happy. But I made this list and we're going to talk about it a little bit. Hopefully this episode's not too long. Hopefully it's manageable. But I really think this episode is important for people, especially, you know, women who feel as if they're always chasing men and nothing ever really seems to work out for them. And obviously it hasn't worked out for me yet, but it's looking up since I started implementing these things into my life. But really, I've just kind of discovered, you know, what I think works and what I think not only men are attracted to, but it's just better for our mental health. I will say a couple of these things are physical things. So if that's not the kind of advice you were looking to receive, then this episode probably isn't for you. But this is both like actual habits as well as like, you know, how you hold yourself and, you know, what standard you hold yourself to, because the standard you hold yourself to is the standard that everybody else is going to hold you to. So yeah, the very first piece of advice I have to give is let go of chasing after things, and specifically men. Like, you as a female, if you want to, you know, have a masculine man in your life, you shouldn't be going to see him. You shouldn't be the one to, you know, bring up the first date plans. He should, in his masculine energy, want to do those things for you because he wants to pursue you. And if you find yourself in a situation where you're making the date plans and you're driving to see him, that relationship probably isn't for you, because men, for the most part, if they want something, they will go get it. So being in your feminine energy is just kind of accepting things at face value, especially with men. And if you're having questions about it, not being afraid to ask it, but asking it in like an appropriate manner and not a manner where you're attacking them, because you just never really want to come across that way. But, you know, being like, hey, like we were talking a significant amount and then your energy changed. What's wrong? Like, are you still interested? And just approaching it, you know, delicately, but also, knowing that this sounds so cringy, but if he wanted to, he would. And if he doesn't, then he doesn't want to be with you. And accepting that gracefully and not going and running your mouth and acting a fool or anything like that. Just kind of being like, okay, on to the next. And, you know, staying true to yourself and kind of just, you know, being you regardless of how he feels about you. I would say that, like, little piece of advice is probably the most important. Another thing that I've implemented in my life is I've been really good on upkeeping my nails and my brows. I think half done maintenance. It almost looks messier than, like, no maintenance. So, like, having chipped nail polish, we don't love that. Unruly brows, we don't love that. And so just taking care of yourself. And you can completely define that for yourself. But for me, recently, it's been looking like keeping my nails done every 2 weeks and getting my eyebrows done when needed. And, you know, maybe like a facial once a month or whatever that kind of maintenance looks like to you to keep you looking fresh is really, really important in order to be in your feminine energy. And to kind of go along with that, I always have some sort of gloss or chapstick on my lips. I think something about it is just very, very classy. And it makes you look done up regardless. There have been days where, like, I don't have any sort of makeup on, but because I have on, like, a little Summer Fridays lip balm, like, I just look more put together. So that's something to kind of be mindful of. And another thing is when you can throw on a pair of heels. I know there are certain days, especially for the corporate girlies, where you have to walk a lot. And so it may not be ideal then, because you can always train yourself to walk in heels, but when you can, you should throw on a pair of heels. Something about a pair of heels is so, so powerful and really makes you tap into that feminine side of yourself. And I just think wearing heels occasionally has really done numbers for my confidence. So there's that. And to kind of go along with that same kind of vibe is the 2 out of 3 rule. I aim for 3 out of 3, but 2 out of 3, you're normally solid. So I saw this rule on TikTok and I thought it was very, very cool. So it's like having a cute outfit on, having your hair done, having your makeup done. You should always do 2 of the 3 of those at least in order to maintain like a put together look. So like for me, sometimes my outfit will be a little crazy, kind of lazy, but I will, you know, have my hair and makeup done. Or I will have on a cute outfit and have my makeup done, but my hair won't be fixed. Like, it'll be just kind of thrown back in a bun. So learning how to, like, balance that, but aiming to have 2 out of those 3 things done just kind of helps you be more put together and just puts out, like, this good energy that I think, I don't know. I am also a firm believer in the look good, feel good theory, too. So, like, the more effort I put into my appearance and the better I feel about myself, just the better I feel about everything around me. So that's always something to think about. Like, a good rule of thumb is to think back to a time that you felt you looked your best and trying to mimic that and feel that way every day. Like, obviously, if you felt really good in your birthday makeup on your birthday 1 year, maybe birthday makeup isn't, you know, ideal for everyday life. But, you know, just trying to really, really put in some effort to look like how you want to be perceived. And also, I'm also a firm believer that in order to not attract bums, you have to not look like a bum. And so, you know, there are girls that wear, you know, sweatshirts and sweatpants and all that stuff all the time, which is their look. But for me personally, like, that's not how I want to be perceived, especially, you know, in the workforce and also amongst men. And obviously, like, I look like that when I'm at home, but just on an everyday basis, like, I really, really love to get up and get ready because you never know who you're gonna meet and you never know when you'll just, like, stumble across the love of your life. So, not that, you know, everything in life should be based off of that, but for me, like, that's something I really desire in my life. So I'm trying to put in my best effort without seeming desperate in order to, like, attract what's for me. Another rule is spreading kindness. I have noticed a major shift in my life whenever I started approaching people from a softer place. I went through a little bit of a phase where it was my blue hair phase and my sorority girl phase were both coming from a very, like, me, look at me standpoint. And the second that I shifted to a softer place and started really thinking about other people, it's so crazy how everything in my life just got so colorful and vibrant. My rule of thumb currently is trying to compliment 5 people a day, because something about giving somebody else a compliment just makes you feel really, really good. It's very, very strange, but because you're not the one receiving it, but something about saying something that makes somebody else smile and makes their day is just really, really beautiful. And I don't know, it just does something for your brain. I don't know what the psychology behind it is, but there definitely is some, because spreading kindness is just, it's just changed my life completely. But yeah. Also, reading and expanding your vocabulary. I'm working on this currently because I have gotten to a point where brain rot is a part of my regular vocabulary and I'm sick of it. I don't like that the stuff that's coming out of my mouth sounds like unintelligent. So I'm really working on expanding my vocabulary and just trying to become more well-spoken and kind of going back to that, being a little bit more soft-spoken and not, you know, always sounding so aggressive and angry, because I think first impressions and what people think of you and how you speak to them is like the number one thing they're going to remember about you. So, you know, having an extensive vocabulary and being soft-spoken just automatically makes you just seem like somebody that is smart and kind, and that's really how I want to be perceived. So work on your vocabulary, and I feel like so much that can be done by just putting your phone down, which I know is really hard, but also reading. It doesn't really matter what it is. I have not been very good about reading like I used to be, but I'm trying to pick it up again. And as I pick it up again, it's weird that like the stuff coming out of my mouth already just sounds better than it used to. So that's something to think about. Also, I think just a feminine habit to have is to read, even if it's just like a magazine. Like, I have a Vogue subscription. Do I learn much from that? Not about things that are like important in my day-to-day life, just things that are interesting to me. But putting your brain to work like that and allowing it to just focus on something like reading is very, very beneficial. Another thing is setting alarms and reminders to increase productivity. I always thought the people that had like alarms and reminders for everything were so like redundant and just annoying. And then I read something about it and I started doing it myself, and it really does increase your productivity. And productivity is attractive, like being able to, you know, have your day and get things done at like an appropriate time is very, very cool. So that's just a little something that I wanted to throw in there. Also, drinking water. As silly as that sounds, something about drinking a significant amount of water every day just makes you feel better from the inside out. I started buying all the cute cups because I was like, surely if I have a cute cup with me, I want to drink more water. And sure enough, it did work. And so it really just does make you feel better. I also drink water before I have any caffeine in the morning. I don't remember what exactly the science is behind that, but I do remember like listening or reading something that was about cortisol maybe, and about how if you drink water before you have caffeine, it like lowers it because cortisol is your stress hormone. But anyways, drink your water. Another super, super important one to me about being like, that has to do with being a feminine energy, is having a signature scent. So I am a perfume collector. I love perfumes. If you name it, I probably have it. I just have shelves of perfume in my closet. But my signature one is right now Chanel Mademoiselle. I've been wearing it every day. I think it smells super clean and super chic, but it changes out. I probably change my signature perfume every 4 to 5 months, but it really is important to have like a smell so that when people smell it, they think of you. Something about that is like, I don't know, I feel like attractive to men, especially if they think you smell good. Obviously you don't have to go out and buy like $180 dollar perfume, but you just having a body spray that is like you and what you wear every single day is super, super good for just identification for people. That sounds super silly, but it works. I don't know. Another thing that I have been working on, just because I think it's attractive to me personally, is writing in cursive and having very neat writing. I remember seeing my great grandma's handwriting whenever she was alive and being like, that is so beautiful. And there was something about it that was so like delicate, and like it was just dainty, beautiful cursive. And I think that's something I'd really love to see come back, is people writing in cursive and just having neat handwriting. Some of the handwriting I see these days is just atrocious. And I love legible, beautiful handwriting. So I think that is one of those things that's kind of helped me tap into my feminine energy. Wearing matching PJs to bed. I know some of you guys are just like big t-shirt girlies, but I can't get behind it. Something about putting on my little eye patches and having on a matching PJ set just makes my world go around. It just seems so awesome. I don't know what it is. My favorite PJs though are the Target ones. I think the brand's like Auden. They're so soft. I have some on right now. They're just amazing. And to kind of go along with that, this sounds so silly, but I have like my work clothes, my lounge around the house clothes, and then my bedtime clothes, and they're all like exclusively different outfits. I do a lot of laundry, in case you can't tell. But I love having those separate pieces, because I think that they, like, whenever I'm in my work clothes, I'm going and doing stuff. Whenever I'm in my lounge clothes, I'm normally cooking dinner and cleaning around the house. And then my bedtime clothes are for bed. So that may be something, like a habit that's beneficial for you guys too, but I don't really know. The next thing on my list is staying mostly private / guarding your heart. This is something that I'm working on as somebody who works in social media for both my actual job and like my personal social media. I am so used to like running to social media for my just everything. Like if I have a thought, I'm used to just posting it. So kind of flipping that around and, you know, being a little bit more private and only sharing like really specific things has been really, it's been really interesting. Sorry, I had to cut to yawn, but it's been really interesting to see just kind of how like my interactions on social media have changed since becoming a little bit more private. I think a big part of that becoming more private as well is lowering screen time and also guarding your heart. I have noticed that the more I share on social media, specifically of the way that I look, and you know, encouraging people to focus on the way that I look, has kind of led to a lot of like negative interactions with men that didn't have my best interest. So guarding my heart and my looks and kind of only posting things that, you know, I would feel comfortable sending to my grandma instead of, you know, like going to the beach and posting whatever. I think it's just, it's weird, but I've been trying to be more private and just kind of keep things close to my chest, especially with my relationships. I used to, you know, run and tell everybody every single detail about whoever I was talking to, and now I just love a more private thing and just kind of, when the time is right, letting people know instead of, you know, telling everybody around me, because then if something happens, you just kind of look silly. But anyways, the next thing on my list is keeping your living space clean. I am a fan of the nightly sweep. I don't know who I saw do it. It was somebody on TikTok, but every day before she goes to bed, she like puts the house to sleep. And so like she'll vacuum, she'll sweep, she'll wipe down the counters, just little things, just pick up things that she's gotten out since she's been home from work. And she puts the house to bed and then she wakes it up every morning. So like the waking it up would be like turning some lights on, opening the windows, maybe lighting a candle, like just having a routine every day that, you know, helps maintain cleanliness of the home is very, very, it's a very good habit to get into. It's also very attractive. Like if I have somebody over here, whether it's just a friend or, you know, a male I'm interested in, like I don't want them to come in here and be like, oh, she's gross, you know. So, and you never know, like, who's gonna come over. Like, I've had so many times my friends have just, like, knocked on my door and been like, hey. So, trying to maintain a clean living space is always a good practice. The next one is cook. I was never a chef. I didn't care to cook. But something about lighting a candle, putting on some, like, jazz music, and cooking a nutritious, yummy meal has changed my life. I cooked every single day of the week last week, and I'm on a roll this week. It's Monday, but I cooked tonight for dinner. So I try to cook pretty healthy. There are nights that, like tonight, I just like had to have pasta, so I made myself pasta, because I try not to like deprive myself of things if I don't have to. But yeah, cooking. And I think that for the most part, men find that very attractive. So you don't have to do it for a man, but if you want to, I do think they're like, they like that. So there's that as well. And then the last thing on my list is making your bed every day. Starting your day off, like checking something off of like your productivity list is key. I don't know if you guys have listened to Mel Robbins at all, but if you haven't, 10 out of 10 would recommend. But like, her little morning routine has changed my life. So her being like, get up and make your bed before you do anything else. Sorry, my cat is currently trying to tear something up. Let me go get him. And then she, you know, brushes her teeth, gives herself a high five in the mirror, then gets outside. I've done that for 3 days in a row now, and it is literally life-changing to, like, wake up and do something before you, like, grab your phone and scroll on it. So it's pretty awesome. So I would highly recommend get up making your bed every day, the very first thing in the morning, because it also decreases your chances of getting back in bed, which I am super, super guilty of. But I want to talk a little bit before you start trying to, like, implement, you know, crazy habits. You have to, like, go of your old habits in order to, you know, make room for new ones that are going to provide growth, because your old habits will keep you from being who God designed you to be. But you also have to forgive yourself for, you know, who you were before you come into, like, a new phase of life. I know that for me, like, my reputation's been all over the place, which for the most part, I think it's been good, but my reputation's been all over the place, and, you know, I've always transformed into whoever I needed to be in order to attract, you know, whoever, whatever I was trying to attract, instead of just allowing myself to be, like, fooling myself. So I've had to, like, forgive myself for the years wasted not, you know, following great habits. And then I've also had to, like, let go of objects with bad energy. Like, this is not an example of something for me, but, like, for a lot of people, it would be, like, letting go of their vape. Or for me personally, like, it was, like, letting go of my screen time because it was bad energy and was keeping me from reaching my full potential. So being okay with, like, letting go of things is very, very important. But that is kind of all I have for you guys this episode. It's a little short, but hopefully it's, like, the perfect length of your morning commute. I hope you guys have the best week ever. I love you. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram. My personal is @KelseyJDurham. The podcast Instagram is @CoffeeWKels. And then my TikTok is @KelseyJDurham as well. But yeah, make sure you guys, if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you guys rate this 5 stars. So it just kind of motivates me to keep going. And I love you guys. Bye.